Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, it's been a while since I did a teaching audio. We have been so busy traveling, projects, other ministry, discipling. Praise God, we're busy. But I want to try to get back to regular teaching audios, regular verse by verse. A dear saint asked a question. Title for this teaching audio today: Did Jesus go to hell? Did Jesus go to hell? Yeah, this question has come up from time to time again. Dear Saint asked the question. I thought an audio might help us all understand. The verses in question. 1 Peter 3, 18 through 20. Let's read it. For Christ also hath suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Verse 19 is the key. By which also he went into and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was prepared, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Okay, so that verse is the one that's in question. It's caused lots of controversy over the ages in Christendom. And quite honestly, let's be honest and upfront, that verse does not give us a lot to go on and to read more into it than that which is revealed is a very, very dangerous, dangerous thing. We're to use good exegesis. Exit the truth, so we can only exit the truth that's there. We can't use eisegesis and make it say what I think or what I want it to say. Now, many dogmatically, that means 100% sure they know, claim Jesus went into hell. In the evangelical world, this really comes from the fact that the Apostles' Creed says Jesus went into hell. That's what it says right on the creed. And like all man-made creeds, they're made of men. They're not inspired. So they got to be tested for truth, right, saints and seekers, if you're listening? And in this case, when they dogmatically state that, I think they go into an area that leaves them open to some question. So let's look at this topic more in detail. So I want to say right up front, as I set the plate for this, the idea that Jesus went into hell to suffer for our salvation, that is heresy. It's not biblical at all. Not one verse supports this. There's many people that believe not only Jesus went into hell, but they say he went there and suffered. This is a man-made doctrine. A lot of it comes from the Word of Faithers, NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. It's popular, but it's heresy. Jesus did not go and suffer for us in hell. We'll deal with that a little bit more in a minute. So, on this topic, many have twisted and wrestled over this scripture verse, this text. And I want to say again, it is hard, because of what we don't know, to dogmatically say exactly what the meaning of this is. So you're not going to get a dogmatic answer from me on this scripture verse. This is one where I have to say, I can't tell you 100% for sure exactly what that describes, what it leaves out, what it does or doesn't give us. So I want that disclaimer to be made known. I can offer a few thoughts, possibilities, and some maybes. Let's go there. So as you study and you research this, there's a few possibilities that some have offered up. Some people will say this verse is saying that Jesus went to preach to those in Sheol or Hades. Many people believe that hell is like the final resting place, and there's a sub-holding place. That's a whole nother topic. This verse from the book of Revelation is what they kind of use to support that hell, as it's known, is not really open for business yet. Revelation 20, 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which are in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, that is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. So here it's talking about hell, ultimate destination, lake of fire. So some people are saying that Jesus didn't go to the end of end all hell, lake of fire. He went to the hell where people are held until they're cast into the ultimate lake of fire in the last of days. So that's kind of another whole teaching topic, but that's kind of a common idea. The common teaching on Sheol or Hades, like I said, is it's a holding place for the dead, a place of the dead, before the final judgment and sentencing to that pit or that lake of fire we just read about. The Bible does speak of a place currently of a paradise and then a place of hell or Hades. Luke 16:23-26. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. So being in Abraham's bosom was like in paradise. Beside all this, between us, and there was a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. So there's like a gulf between the two. Kind of gives you an idea of the afterlife, a little bit of info, not a lot. That word Sheol and Hades is also in times interpreted differently, different translations. This causes confusion. That's kind of another whole teaching topic that we're not going to get into in this one. So a lot of confusion, a lot of subjection, a lot of could be, possiblys, maybes. There's another verse that kind of plays into this, causes a little bit of questions. Psalm 16:10. It says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thy suffer thine holy one to see corruption." So does this verse point to Christ going there but not staying there? Some people say yes. Some people say no. And I'll let you decide that. I personally don't have a dogmatic statement on that verse either. It's questionable. I only go with the truth I've been given. I don't make stuff up. So again, I can't state doctrinally 100% sure on this topic. Did Jesus go and preach in hell? But there are some various ideas and theories we can look at. How about this one? Jesus was preaching to the people in Sheol. Okay, so some people believe that he was preaching to them. Some people believe Christ was speaking into the days of Noah, as Peter even mentions it right there. He talked about it as the days of Noah. Some people believe that. How about some people believe Jesus went and preached to the Old Testament saints and then took them with him? Some people believe that. I think a fourth option is probably more likely, but I can't be dogmatic on it, that Jesus may have proclaimed his victory over sin and death. That's what he was all about, right? To who and exactly where and the result of it, we're not told exactly in Scripture. But it makes sense if he was going to be preaching. It says he preached. What would Jesus be preaching? The gospel, the kingdom of God, his victory, his doing the Father's will. Amen? That makes absolute sense to me. Could it also have something to do with the resurrection of the people at the time of Jesus' death? Some people have asked that. It's a possibility, but I lean to say no. And the reason I say that is Matthew 27:52-53 says, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many." So Jesus, Peter says, goes and preached to prisoners. That's ones under guard. This is talking about saints. Not so sure those two fit together, unless you believe that the saints in the Old Testament were being held prisoner somehow, and Jesus went to release them. So again, that's almost another whole teaching topic. Scripture also speaks of an abyss that exists. Could this be what Peter was talking about? We can't be sure. Luke 8:31. "And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss." So the Bible teaches us all these different things about the afterlife. That abyss means a deep pit. Sounds like the one in Revelation, right? Trying to put all this together. Can't be dogmatic, but there's some interesting things we can ponder and think about. Now, I did come across these verses, and this gives evidence, in my mind, towards his control over the afterlife, death, the dark side, hell, Hades, whatever you want to call it, and also his going to that place to preach. Let me read these to you. Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive evermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and hell. Okay, so Jesus is talking. He has the keys to death and hell. I have a question. What better way to demonstrate your control totally over hell, right? It's a place you get cast into and you can't get out, than to go there and preach and come out. That really makes sense, doesn't it? He's the master of every place. God is omnipresent everywhere. Yeah, going there and preaching and leaving, that shows he has total control. And then this one's really intriguing. Acts 2:31. He, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. So go read that verse, ponder it. Why would that verse be phrased that way if Christ did not actually go to some place or that place? I think it's a valid question. I know people have brought that one up. Seems like it is alluding to he wasn't left there. So if he wasn't left there, it means he had to go there? Can't be dogmatic, but it kind of points to that. Again, like I said before, we know Jesus did not go into hell to suffer for our salvation. At his death, he said, it is finished. His death was the payment for sin. Then he rose again. He defeated death. No suffering in hell was required. He perfectly fulfilled the Torah law, the Father's will. That's just heresy, false teaching from a bunch of false teachers. So as we look through all this, I personally, as I've studied this out for a while, don't see enough clear scriptural evidence to say 100% dogmatically sure exactly what's going on here. Except that I know he didn't go to hell and suffer for us. And I know he did go and preach to prisoners somewhere. Yeah, that's what the scriptures tell us, right? Now, if I was going to confess one way, leaning or another, I would lean towards he did go and preach to captives or prisoners. Acts seems to appear to hint to it. Was it Hades? Was it hell? Whatever you want to call that. That word can also mean the grave, some people have said, which causes a little bit of confusion. So is Sheol can also mean the grave. The grave could just be death, right? So that's what I would lean towards in my own mind, but I'm not prepared to teach it as doctrine because I just don't see enough in Scripture. God doesn't give us enough to know for sure. It must mean we don't need to know for sure exactly who he preached to, exactly where he preached, what did he preach, and what was the result. Saints and seekers, I'm here to confess humbly, I can't tell you. I can't say for certain, dogmatically, using the Holy Scriptures and the truth that's revealed to us, I can't give you a 100% answer on that. All I could do is give you some suggestions, what other people have surmised, what is not true, and what other scriptures seem to point to. Let me leave you with this. We must always, always, always be very careful to never go further than where God's word takes us for truth. Eisegesis versus exegesis, right? And this is one of those topics. There's not a lot of them. Praise God, there's not a lot of them. But this is one of those topics where it's in scripture, something's in scripture, it hints to something, we see an event, seems pretty important, but God doesn't give us a lot more. I think this is where faith comes in. I think this is where pondering comes in. I think this is the excitement of knowing one day when we get to be with the Father, we'll get to know these things when all things are made known. How exciting is that? I got to leave it right there. I hope that somewhat edified you on did Jesus go to hell? I didn't have a lot of solid answers for you. But hopefully I gave you some things to think about, to ponder, gave you a little bit of what side I kind of lean towards. But I'm open to hear from some other men who can show me something I'm missing on this particular topic. Hey, thanks for listening. It was a pleasure bringing it to you. I hope you're all having a great day. We are on the gospel road, witnessing one-on-one every day. Got some big projects we're trying to get done. And then next week, we got a big, big street preach we've been wanting to do for a long time. And Lord willing, it's going to happen. More to come on that. Hey, we love you all. Go to don'tperish.com. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Thousands of resources there for you to help you in the truth of God. We love you all. Go out. Seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. And may God be praised.